This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Can you feel it? Because it's about to happen. Wait for it. Okay, now. It's time for the puzzle. Joining me now is Will Shortz. He is the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's one and only puzzle master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
Okay, what was last week's challenge?
Yes, it was one of my favorite wordplay discoveries of all time. The challenge was to name a famous entertainer, two words, four letters in each word, and I said you can rearrange these eight letters to spell the acronym of a well-known national organization, plus the word that the first letter of this acronym stands for. Who's the entertainer and what's the organization? Well, the answer is Lady Gaga. You can rearrange those eight letters to spell GLAAD, G-L-A-A-D, which stands for the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, and the remaining letters spell gay. And interestingly, Lady Gaga has just been nominated to receive a GLAAD Media Award this year.
Wow, how apropos. So we got about 200 correct answers, and our randomly selected winner is Dillard Ferris of Dublin, Ohio. He joins us on the line. Hey, Dillard, congratulations.
Thank you.
So how'd you figure this one out?
Well, I generated a list of entertainers from online, got to 15 or 16 that had double letters, and looked them over and found Gay and Lady Gaga and worked on what the rest of it produced, which had an L in it, so I thought of Gay Lesbian, and it wasn't too hard to get there from that.
Good job. Do you listen to a lot of Lady Gaga in your life?
No.
Maybe you should check it out. She's your good luck charm. So, and what do you do for a living, Dillard?
I'm a retired physics professor.
Oh, great. So, science, puzzles, there's a connection there. You play a lot of puzzles in your life?
Oh, I have worked on crosswords and Sudokus and cryptoquotes.
Cryptoquotes. It sounds very complicated. Okay, so without further ado, Dillard, are you ready to play this week's puzzle?
Let's try it.
Let's try it. Okay, Will, what do you have for us?
All right, Dillard and Rachel, every answer today is the name of a famous person who has four letters in his or her first name and four letters in the last. And for each person, I'll give you their initials and an anagram of their full name. You name the person. For example, if I gave you the initials A and R, with the anagram 9 acre, you would rearrange those letters to spell Anne Rice, as in the novelist.
Ooh, you got it, Dillard?
That sounds tough.
Okay, it'll be a team effort. Let's give it a go.
Okay, great. Okay.
There you go. Number one, your initials T and G. That first one is Thomas, T and G, and your anagram is Rare Grit.
Okay.
This is a famous actress.
How famous?
How famous?
Really
famous? Famous, I think. I know her from TV, but I think she does lots of stuff.
Terry Garr.
Oh, good.
Terry Garr. Good job. Initials E and I, and the anagram is Deli Rice. D-E-L-I-R-I-C-E. Now I give you a huge hint on this. Monty Python.
Oh, no. Need my children to help me with that.
Oh, I stumped you both. Okay, I'm just going to tell you, it's Eric Idle.
Sorry, Monty
Not
Python fans.
Field,
okay, here's your next one, K and R. K and R, and your clue is Ark Lover, A-R-K-L-O-V-E-R.
Carl Rove.
Carl Rove, got that one fast. K and M is in Mary, and your clue is Most Sake, M-O-S-T-S-A-K-E.
How about a Kate?
Yep.
Kate, yes.
Moss?
Yes.
There you go, Kate Moss, good. How about P and R, and your clue is Poet Seer, P-O-E-T-S-E-E-R.
We got famous a Pete, anyway.
There you go, Pete, yes, famous athlete.
Pete Rose.
Yeah.
Pete Rose, there you go.
Hey, he's almost exactly my age. Favorite
there you
mine.
Go. Your demo.
There you go. All right, your next to last one is a fictional character with the initials YB, as in boy, and your clue is Air Bogey, A-I-R-B-O-G-E-Y.
How about a Yogi?
Yeah.
Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear is it. And your last one, it's a popular name by which this person is known. The initials are M.L., and your anagram is On Salami. She was Italian.
Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Mona Lisa, yes.
We needed hints today. But
lots
it's okay. You did a good job, Dillard.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And for playing the puzzle today, you get a weekend edition lapel pin and puzzle books and games. You can go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and read all about your prizes. But before we let you go, what is your public radio station, Dillard?
WOSU in Columbus, Ohio.
Great. Dillard Ferris of Dublin, Ohio. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle, Dillard.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, write down these six words. Cupid, Yoo-hoo, Eyeball, Entrance, Seafood, and Wiper. The six words have something unusual in common, and when you've figured out what it is, that unusual something will suggest the name of a well-known U.S. city. What is it?
Okay, when you've got the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, February 27th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. Because if you're the winner, we will give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Mr. Will Schwartz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.